This is ProBlogger.
Hey there, it's Darren from ProBlogger here. Welcome to episode 133 of the ProBlogger podcast, where today I want to travel back in time and play for you the audio of a video that I recorded back in 2010 on the topic of the secrets of making money blogging. I get asked all the time, you know, what's the secret? What's your main secret? As if I'm holding something back. And I always find it really difficult to answer that question. And so what I want to play for you today is my attempt back in 2010 to answer this particular question, in which I share, I think I counted 7 different secrets of making money blogging. Now, of course, none of these are secrets. I put them online in 2010. And a lot of it is stuff that you will have heard me talk about before, but I put this video together in response to the question that I got from a friend who was really struggling and who was really grappling with whether he should continue to keep blogging or not. And I put this video up on YouTube, and it's one of the most viewed videos that I've ever done. Now, it's not got a million views or anything by that. It's, I think, last time I looked, about 50,000 views, which for me is pretty good. The other thing about this video is that it got me banned from YouTube. This video actually got me banned from YouTube for about a month, I think it was. And it was, I think, because I had the title that it has, The Secret of Making Money Blogging, which was a little bit spammy, I guess, in some ways, or maybe people thought it was a get-rich-quick kind of video. You will hear as you listen that it's not a get-rich-quick video. In fact, it's quite the opposite. One of the points actually talks about the long-term value of it. But I do share some things that I think are really important for bloggers of all stages to hear. Whether you're just starting out and you dream of making money from blogging, these 7 things I think will help you along that path. Or if you have been blogging for a while, like my friend who'd been blogging for a little while and was struggling with it and was wondering if there was a secret that you didn't know, these are 7 things that I think are perhaps helpful reminders. I will say there's one thing that has changed from the video that you're about to hear, or the audio that you're going to hear. At one point in it, I talk about having 4 blogs. At the point that I had this video, I did have 4 blogs going. I had a blog, ProBlogger. I had Digital Photography School. Most of you know those because I still have them today. I also had a blog on Twitter, so it was called Twitip. And I had another blog called Feel Gooder, which was about feeling better. Those last 2 blogs are on pause at the moment. I haven't had them for quite some time. And so if that is of confusion to you, that's the explanation for that. But everything else I mentioned in this video, I think it still really rings true today. In fact, as I just listened to it again, I think they're really important themes, and I'll pick up on a couple of them at the end of this clip. The last thing I'll say is that I recorded this in 2010 with no microphone. I was sitting in my living room on the couch, and you can actually view the video if you like. I'll embed it into today's show notes. And it is a little bit echoey, but I hope you'll forgive me for that because I think the information in it is important. And whilst I did consider kind of rereading it or re-saying it today, I think it's kind of nice to hear it as it came out, because it did come out of a real life conversation that had happened just before I recorded it. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to press play on it, and it goes for about 8 minutes. At the end, I will come back and recap it. You can, if you prefer to watch it. And I am just sitting on a couch, so there's not a whole heap of visuals in it. You can view that over at ProBlogger.com/podcast/133, where today's show notes are. Okay, let's get into it.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Hi, it's Darren from ProBlogger here. Had a conversation earlier today with a new friend who's just started to blog. He's been going for a couple of months now and a little bit frustrated. He's hit a couple of brick walls, and he wanted to sit down and just sort of pick my brain on the secrets to making money from blogging and making money on the internet. And look, it's a question I get asked a lot, particularly in interviews. You know, what's your number one secret to make money online? And I always struggle to answer it, because ultimately there is no secret and there's no one way to do this. You can look at the variety of internet marketers and see a whole heap of different methods to do it and approaches to do it. But I began to share with this friend some of the things that I guess that I've learned, particularly in the last year or two, about making money online. And I asked him for his notes, because he was writing everything down so that I could share it in the video.
And this is kind of the stuff that I said to him. Number one, I talked about trying to do something online that you really love. Choose an area, a topic, a niche, an industry that you have some resonance with, some appreciation for, some passion for. There's a whole heap of reasons for doing this. One, it's much easier to stick with it for the long term. Two, those who read what you produce and come across you will feel much more drawn to you if you are passionate about it yourself. And I just personally find it much easier to make money from something that I actually have a genuine interest in, because I'm able to produce products and blog posts and content that connects with people because I know what turns those people on. I know what will get them reading. I know what will get them purchasing. So if you have an interest, if you have a passion, then try to center what you do online around that. That doesn't mean you can't make money from something you're not interested in or that you don't like. It's just a lot easier to do it that way. The second thing I'd say, and I repeat this over and over again on ProBlogger, but I think it just needs to be said, is be as useful as you possibly can. One of my most recent videos on ProBlogger was my son telling me, tell the world something important. And really, that is it. That is what it's all about for me. Again, you can make money online by doing things that aren't useful, that aren't important, that aren't really enhancing people's lives, by ripping people off. But it's much more satisfying if you're doing something that is actually useful, and it's much more sustainable in the long term if you want to build a business rather than just make a quick buck. If you actually make connections with people and be useful to them. The third thing I said was that you need to be confident. Once you've chosen something to produce and to focus in on, and once you are starting to be useful, it's much easier to be confident, but you still need to work on that confidence. Many people get online and they feel that they're not able to sell themselves. They're not able to sell the things that they do. And look, that's difficult to do, but you need to learn how to do that. You need to approach this confidently. You need to make offers confidently. You need to approach other potential partners confidently. If you are nervously doing those things all the time, people will sense that. That doesn't mean you have to be an extrovert and you need to hype things up. A quiet confidence will go a long way for you. So work on that aspect of things. Push yourself forward if you aren't one of those confident people. Get people around you to encourage you in that as well. So be as confident as you can. The other thing I talked about with my friend today was diversifying what you do and not just focusing upon one income stream. Now, this is a bit of a tricky one because if you diversify too much, you can end up not really doing anything very well. But what I've tried to do over the last 8 or 9 years now is diversify on a number of fronts. One, diversify the topics that I write about. Now I have 4 different main blogs that I produce content for, 4 different interests for me. And by doing that, I'm diversifying. And if one doesn't go so well, I've got the 3 others to back it up. But I'm also trying to diversify the income streams. And you'll have seen, even in the last week or so, I've produced a breakdown of my income streams over the last couple of months. And you'll see in that 8 or 9 different areas of income, I'm not just relying upon ad networks like AdSense, or I'm not just relying upon my own ebooks. I'm trying to build in different income streams so that if one falls over or if one takes a little while to take off, there are other things there to supplement that income. In the early days of my own blogging and making money online, I diversified by having a real job as well. When I first started, I had 3 jobs, so I had this diversification, I guess, of the income streams, and that helped me to be much more sustainable in the long term. Speaking of long term, the number 5 thing that I'd say is that you really need to take a long-term view of this. You can make money fast on the internet, but it generally comes after years of building foundations. I, a number of times, feel like I've made a lot of money really fast on the internet, but as I look back on it, there's usually been 2 or 3 years of work, of building relationships with readers, of producing content for free that have led to these bursts of income. And so you do need to take a long-term view of things. You need to see it as an investment. A lot of the times when you make investments, you don't get a return on those investments for a number of years, and the same is true on the internet. See the time, the energy, and perhaps even some money that you put into these things as an investment that hopefully one day will pay off. The last thing I said to my friend was that you really need to treat it as a business rather than just an event. Making money online, yeah, again, it can happen as an event. It can be these moments where you make money, but most online entrepreneurs actually see it as a business. It's not just a one-off thing where they make money and then they go and try something else. What I've tried to do is to build a business that has this diversity of income but is also growing over time. As you release a new product, you need to think about ways of driving traffic back to that product over time. As you do affiliate marketing, you need to build systems that will continue to promote things to your readers using, say, an autoresponder. You need to think a bit strategically, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. A lot of people get online, they just produce content, and they think that it'll make money by just getting readers. You need to think strategically about how you're actually going to monetize it. So you need to think about it as a business. You need to think about it strategically. And probably one of the main things for me in terms of building a business rather than just having a job online is to actually build products into what you do. Don't just rely upon advertising revenue or marketing other people's products. Whatever you do, try and work towards having some products that you can sell of your own. And then develop systems around those products to sell them, not just when you launch them, but in an ongoing way. There's some of the secrets of making money online that I guess I've been thinking about, particularly over the last year or two. There's a whole heap more, of course, but I'd love to hear some of your secrets to making money online. You can leave them in the comments below this video, and I'd love to connect with you there.
You're listening to ProBlogger.
I hope you found that interesting, a little bit useful. It's kind of weird going back in time like that, 6 years, to hear myself. I guess I sound pretty similar, apart from the echoes, but also to think back about some of those things that I'd learnt back in 2010. Just to recap, I talked about doing something that you love or something that at least you have an interest in, something that you have a passion for. I talked about being useful, doing something that matters not only to you, but to other people that enhances their lives in some way. Being confident with what you're doing, actually approaching it with some confidence. And you know, as I said in that particular clip, I don't think that means being overly confident. You can still show when you've got your doubts. You can show when you've made your mistakes. That makes you more human, but be confident about what you've got to say. Your story is important. It's your story. So tell it with confidence. Number four was diversifying what you do. Number five was taking a long-term view. Thinking about it strategically, I guess, was the sixth point that I made. And then seventh, I talked about making products and creating something that is yours to sell on your blog. And that may be a product. It might be an information product like an ebook or a course, or it could be a physical product, or it could be you, your service, and what you have to offer in terms of consulting or speaking or something else as well. I hope you found it useful today. I would love to hear your feedback on the seven things that I shared in this and any other secrets that you have found along the way. And you can find today's show notes, including a full transcript of the podcast today and the video itself, if you want to check that one out, over at problogger.com/podcast/133. And if you'd like to leave a comment there, disagree with something I've said, add to something that I've said, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that as well. Thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this little flashback to 2010. Also, maybe you could tell us in the comments today what you were doing in 2010 and how has it changed for you. Love to hear from you. And I'll chat with you in the next couple of days where I will talk to you in episode 134 of the ProBlogger podcast.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com. Hey there, you're still listening to the ProBlogger podcast. Maybe you forgot to hit pause or stop. That's okay. While you are just listening to silence, maybe you could head over to iTunes and leave us a review of this podcast. I would love to read what you think about the ProBlogger podcast. It does help us to spread the news a little bit to other people who might find it useful as well. So leave us a rating, leave us a review, and I will check it out. Maybe I will even read it out in a future episode of the podcast. Again, thanks for listening. See ya.